Some exhibitors at last Saturday's National Trade Fair are disappointed and blame a lack of publicity for the poor turnout and even lower sales. The Ministry of Foreign Trade and Consumer Affairs organized the event, which took place at Solidarity Car Park in Kingston from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event was planned to give local producers an opportunity to showcase their goods and services and to cash in on the Christmas shopping frenzy. Artisan Evadne Phillips displayed and offered for sale fashion jewelry, clutch purses, and hats. She told Eyewitness News she was not pleased with the exhibition.
It wasn't really all that good because hardly anybody came in. I understand that they only advertised it yesterday, which I think that is poor, because if we're going to come here, I mean, we are small business people. We have our customers and so forth. We are going to leave that and come out here thinking, well, we are going to attract new buyers and so on, only to find it was like just sitting here, nothing really to do, hardly anybody coming in.
Did you sell anything today?
Just a while ago. Now that I'm packing up, I just had two sales.
Just two sales?
Yeah.
Can I ask you what's the value of the sales? How much? You don't have to if you don't want to.
No, I don't think you need to put that on it, but it's not a lot.
Is it more than $100?
No, it's not even half of $100, and I don't know if anybody around here got that much, because some people haven't got any sale.
Meanwhile, Ingrid John, another exhibitor, was hoping to launch a new product line, which includes decorative bottles and other household decorations.
Well, it didn't went very well because the turnout was poor and I don't think it was advertised properly. I don't think the public knew about the exhibition.
Did you sell anything today or was the objective?
Yes, I sold one or two things. But I think the response would have been greater if the public had known about the exhibition.
Cuthbert Knights, Director of Trade in the Ministry of Foreign Trade and Commerce, told Eyewitness News that Saturday's event was a very small version of what the ministry plans as an annual event.
This was a very small version of what we intend to do on an annual basis. It is December, it is the closing of the year, so we simply thought that we would just give it a shot, coming to the end of the year, to see how we can go forward next year.
Notwithstanding what you've said, one can't escape the fact that there are very few exhibitors here. Now, what do you think accounts for that?
Right, I don't have a direct answer for you, but as I said before, we really started late and we did not intend for this one to be a very large exhibition. We did not intend for that. We really wanted to have something very small, as I said, as a prelude to what we will be having next year.
Knight says that between 15 and 20 exhibitors turned up at Saturday's event. He further told Eyewitness News that next year's event could be a week-long one, inclusive of some 5 days of lectures on trade. He said that planning could begin as early as February. Kenton Chance, Eyewitness News, St. Vincent.